Right now, however, we're going to turn things back to domestic affairs. One in every 464 households in this country received a foreclosure filing last month. This is according to the Associated Press. That is a jump of more than 50% compared with July from last year. Here are some more numbers. It's a morning of numbers. More than 270,000 homes, Adora, received foreclosure notices in July alone. I mean, that's a staggering number. Now, despite new funding backed by Congress and the White House to help homeowners, this number is going to go up. Some 2.8 million households are going to foreclose or lose their homes to lenders by the end of this year. Now, this is a problem that can hit a city hard. I mean, neighborhood to neighborhood, block to block. In Miami, for instance, one in every 62 homes is in foreclosure. And we have with us now Miami Mayor Manny Diaz. He's overseeing this problem in Miami. He's also the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. He was just recently in New York. He's been hearing about this from all over the country. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning. It's great to be with you this morning.
Now, we are talking foreclosed homes practically block to block. Give us an idea of how this foreclosure situation is just striking your city alone.
Well, obviously, from an operational point of view, the city's tax base has decreased. We're looking at the numbers that this year we've had a pretty consistent double-digit growth over the last few years, and this year we're down to somewhere in the single digits, probably around 5%, which is still not bad, but certainly not where we were just a couple of years ago.
Now, you were part of an effort to get federal legislation that the White House did sign, offering some relief to homeowners, but how far is this going to go?
Well, it's going to help some. I mean, the estimates that we get from Washington, it's about 400,000. So it's
400,000 homes,
400,000 families. Okay. Yes, I mean not the full amount, not the extent of the problem as you described it, but at least it's something, and it's going to be targeted primarily to those areas that are having the highest rates of foreclosure. So you're looking at South Florida, you're looking at Southern California, and perhaps Nevada and other places that experienced tremendous growth. And now are seeing really what, in many respects, is a market adjustment.
You know, you called it a market adjustment, and obviously, as I recall, Las Vegas, Nevada, that is one. I think that is the hardest hit state, and you can, as you say, directly trace that to where there was a boom. Now there is a bust. But let's go back to how this affects a city's books. I mean, blocks of empty homes, no property taxes. How do you prepare for the future?
Well, we're going to have to obviously, from the government perspective, we have to tighten up. We're not going to have the revenues that we've been accustomed to over the last few years. We've got tax forces that are working with many of the families that are going through foreclosure. We also have several departments that are working on identifying foreclosed homes, dealing with the attendant problems that it brings to neighborhoods, as you pointed out.
And let's Mayor, let me interrupt you there, because let's talk about some of the attendant problems. Beyond the numbers, what does this do to the everyday quality of life? What kinds of problems are you facing now that you believe are directly related to this explosion of foreclosures?
I mean, clearly what happens is that you have people that are trespassed, that are not welcome, that are going into some of these abandoned homes. In some cases, they're even living in them now, or otherwise they're going in and stealing appliances or stealing other things. So obviously, crime is a factor. Drugs. I mean, some of them may become crack houses or other drug havens. So I mean, it's an issue. May be subject to arson. So clearly, and then just the impact on the neighborhood. I mean, the rest of the families that are living on that block that are not experiencing a foreclosure problem see their property values and the investment that they've made all of a sudden become less valuable. So it's a significant impact, and that's why it was so important in the legislation that there was a piece in there that the president was adamantly opposed to and then finally agreed to, which is a piece that provides the funding for local local governments to allow us to, in some cases, demolish. It gives us a whole array, a menu of items that we can use, including foreclosure, including providing soft second mortgages for homeowners so that they don't lose their home, and other financing options. So it was a very important part in order for local government to try to stabilize neighborhoods.
Very quickly, how long do you think before we get any sense of recovery?
Well, you know, in the single family area, I really don't expect this to go much longer. I think that the sellers are going to become much more realistic in terms of the pricing that they're asking for. Believe it or not, some people have an unrealistic view of the value of their home.
Well, that's certainly understandable. Mayor, we're going to have to let you go, but I want to thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Pleasure being with you this morning.
That is Mayor Manny Diaz. He is the mayor of Miami and also president of the United States Conference of Mayors, talking to him about the foreclosure situation. You're listening to The Takeaway.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.